Welcome to the Canyon Rim Symposia series put on by Canyon Rim and his community. My name is Nate Gibby, and tonight we're with Veldon Sorensen and Coy Claussen talking about our upcoming symposium called In the Garden with the Agronomist and the Hobbyist. So, Veldon, let's start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and experience, particularly as it relates to gardening?
Sure. I grew up on a farm in Idaho. And of course, being from Idaho and wanting to go to Utah State, that's where I met my spouse. And I got a degree in agronomy, which is plant-soil relations. So I've always been involved in agriculture. And of course, growing up on a farm, we grew most of our own food. So it just seemed to be, to me, an important thing to do that wherever I've lived, we've grown a garden. So I'm probably going to share a bit more about coming from a practical side rather than a hobbyist side, which doesn't mean a lot of difference, except that my approach might be a little bit different than a hobbyist.
And can you tell us a little bit about your career as an agronomist?
Sure. Actually, my specialty is in weed science. So I looked at how to control weeds in major agricultural crops. But at home, I always had a garden, and so taking the things that I knew from my agronomy background to home was always an interesting change, because I did a lot more hoeing at home than I ever would on a farm. So,
great. We've also got Coy Claussen here. Coy, tell us a little bit about yourself as well as your experience in the garden.
Well, I grew up gardening with my family. My mother was a very practical woman, and when we bought our home out in Cottonwood Heights, it sat on about a third of an acre plot, and little by little, the flower bushes went, a bunch of the grass got turned under and turned into garden. My mother always said, "You can't eat grass." So... anyway, as I have grown into adulthood, I've always enjoyed having a garden. I love being able to see the cycle of the plants growing. I love eating the produce out of the garden and feeling the satisfaction that I've done it myself.
Now let's talk about gardening and why it's a thing. Of course, you could go to Smith's or any grocery store and buy virtually anything that you could grow in the garden. Why do you go through all of the trouble of making your own garden? Coy, let's start with you this time.
Well, for me, it's a couple of things. One is the independence of doing it myself. But beyond that, I can grow varieties and things in the garden that in many cases will save me money. But even more important than that to me is being able to have it fresh and better quality than what I can buy in the grocery store.
Yeah, I think I can agree with Coy on that one. Particularly for me, I almost look at a garden as stress relief for the opportunity to get out and hoe some weeds, get more acquainted with nature, to see what's actually going on outside, and then the satisfaction, as Coy mentioned, of being able to grow your own food. And there's nothing, I can't even compare buying green beans in the store and then picking them, popping them and eating them within 15 minutes or 20 minutes after you've picked them. The same with peas, the same with any other vegetable, tomatoes particularly. I don't know anything better than a homegrown tomato. So I think that's where my love comes from.
And speaking of homegrown tomatoes, there's an old song, I don't know who wrote it, but one of the great lines in that song is, "There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes."
Well, I think there's also a great satisfaction in just watching something grow and come to life through your own efforts. Can you speak to why is it so satisfying to see something grow and produce something that you can eat?
Boy, that's a very deep philosophical question. I'll have to think about that one. I think the thing for me is just the satisfaction of seeing it grow, of taking a seed, putting it in the ground, and watching it, taking care of it. I think it's like the law of the harvest. We talk about that in life, and we try to instill it in our children, that you can't harvest where you didn't plant. And so I think the being able to see that whole process come through and then being able to eat the produce at the end just brings me a lot of satisfaction.
I also find that there's independence and security as I garden. And I, to me, gardening isn't work, it's fun. If the earthquake happens and I've got food from my garden that I've preserved, I'm prepared. So for me, gardening is more than just gardening. It's this way of life. It's what's the words I'm looking for?
A lifestyle.
It's a way to be independent and prepared.
One other thing I think we found as we were raising our family is that it was a real family opportunity to get the kids out there, let them plant the seed. Sometimes they were too close. Sometimes they pulled up the wrong things rather than the weeds. But it was something we could do as a family, and then they could learn how to do that. And most of my kids right now actually even have their own gardens. So I'm glad that was passed on to them.
We also found as we helped our children learn about nutrition, they were much more likely to eat their vegetables if they had helped grow them in the garden than if we just said, well, you have to eat your vegetables.
So on that note of it being a family affair, how can you instill a love or passion for gardening into your children or the younger generation who is used to going to the local grocery store and picking up their vegetables and produce there?
When they're young, I think that's going to be difficult. The difference will happen is when the kids grow their own and they taste it for the first time that they've grown their own, and then they buy some in the store and they go, this is just not the same. And then you've got them hooked. So what you can do until they get old enough to be out on their own is just show them how to do that so that they have that ability to do. So when they get old enough and they want to do it on their own, they have the skills.
It also is fun with kids to let them help choose, you know, what flowers do we want to grow this year? What vegetables do we want to grow? And so that's a way to keep them involved and participating.
So our symposium is going to be May 10th, coming up here soon. Will you give our listeners a flavor for what they're going to hear from you, Veldon?
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to talk about how to be a successful gardener. What does it take to be successful? We'll talk about some failures. One of the best teachers is a failure. So if I can point out to individuals what the most common failures are, maybe they can be prepared in that area so that they don't make the same mistakes. And I think the other thing we want to talk about is Utah is unique in that a lot of people here garden. So there's a lot of opportunities for us to have really good varieties. And so we can talk about that. And then how big a garden do you really need or would be sufficient for you to take care of? So I think we'll talk about all those. And the other thing is bring questions. Most everyone gains from questions rather than me spending a lot of time talking about what I think is important. So bring questions.
Now, Coy, we're going to have you present a new program that you're starting up that's a neighborhood garden sharing program. tell us why you wanted to do that, and then just give us a very brief overview as to what the program will entail.
Well, we're going to simply call it the Canyon Rim Garden Group. It'll be a way to communicate with each other as we asking questions about successes, failures. But beyond that, we want to be able to share. We want to share information. We want to share and build the friendship in the community. And we want to have perhaps an avenue for people to share excess produce, surplus plants. And so just by simply creating a group email or text message list where we can do blasts, then we'll let people stay in touch with each other, communicate about future events that might relate to gardening, and just be able to communicate and build community and share produce.
Thank you, Veldon and Coy. We look forward to hearing your presentation and learning a little bit about gardening, not only how we can do it better, but also this community garden sharing. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it.